Well, I hope you'll pray about next Thursday night, about the Academy open house. I remember earlier in the year, got a letter from the Quantico School District. Didn't pay a lot of attention to it, but it was basically saying that the school district is going to a 4K program and that they don't have the facilities to handle all these children, and that they would like to work with churches and the schools in the area to fulfill this program. And, of course, there were stipulations where they would be in charge of things, and I just threw it in the trash can. I was talking to Brother Al on Tuesday night, and he has a friend in a church, and they had gotten a similar letter. I think they have a preschool or something. And the church board was considering programming, joining up with the public education system with the 4K program. And the public school is, the government is saying that we would fund everything. We'd fund the books and we would fund everything to make it happen and et cetera. And but you'd have to remove all religious symbols from the classroom. You couldn't have any crosses in there. You couldn't have any Bibles in there. And of course, obviously, you couldn't have a Christian curriculum. You know, you couldn't have any mention. But they would, you know, they would sponsor you and pay you and set you all up for a 4K program. And we were talking about that. And I says, you know, the local people, they're probably oblivious. You know, to them, it's just finding facilities for this. But, you know, the big boys behind it, they know what they're doing. Think about it, though. And I was, I had on my mind, I was reading an article that Mr. Henning had a lot of quotes from the people who are behind public education. Horace Mann was considered the father of public education. And he was a Unitarian, and he said the purpose of public education is to get God out of society. And then I start thinking about this. You know, we'll pay for your program. Just take God out. And I just thinking about that. Do you know what that is? That's communism. Taking God out of society is nothing more than communism. And that is exactly what is happening in America. The public school system goal is to take God out of society. And it's happening right before our faces. You think about our country, make sure you pray for our Supreme Court. One vote is going to determine. And of course, this will be the first legal precedent where people who are involved in the case being, the subject being tried, where two Supreme Court justices have already performed gay marriages, and they are not going to eliminate themselves from this case, which in all legal precedents, you should always do that. But very serious. Very serious ramifications. And we're in very serious days. And what it all means, we don't know. But with Obamacare and the mandate on providing contraceptives, et cetera, I've read certain men are saying publicly that they're willing to go to jail. And people who would be considered compromisers might be coming out for God in the days ahead, because we're in serious days. So do pray for our country tonight and the Supreme Court system. Now I'm going to ask a question as an introduction to the message. That wasn't the message, but hopefully it will make you do some thinking. And do pray for next Thursday. Let me ask you a question. What is it? What is so powerful that it has the power to redefine who God is? What is so powerful that it has the ability to redefine who God is? What is so powerful that it can minimize the Bible and Bible preaching? What is so powerful that it can minimize Bible teaching and Bible preaching? What it is so powerful that it has the ability to lead a person in a path they never intended to go? What is so powerful that has the ability to destroy or to turn a conservative church into a new evangelical church? What is so powerful that can do all of those things? You know, I think it was Socrates who said, "Let me write the music of a country, and I care not who writes the laws." Let me write the music of a country, and I care not who writes the laws. Well, you know what? It's coming to pass. The person who writes music has more power. He has the power to redefine God. The people who are writing music have the power and are minimizing the Bible message. The people who are writing music, Christian music today, have the power to lead a church into new evangelicalism. They have the power and they are destroying conservative churches. Those who write the music are leading people down a path of compromise, worldliness, sin, that they never ever would have dreamed they would have gone down. Music is one of the most powerful mediums in the world in which we live. Isn't it amazing? The power to redefine God. How is God pictured in the Bible? Strong. Powerful. When the Bible uses that phrase, quit you like men. I think that's a masculine trait. I think that pictures God. A fortress. Music has the ability and has done it. In the fundamental circles, has changed the definition of God to a strong, dynamic, masculine leader that has purpose and power and strength to... isn't that nice? An emotional God. If it isn't that, it's music that, if you didn't listen closely, it was talking about your lover. Romantic, emotional. That's not the God of the Bible. The Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The very first of the Ten Commandments, the most significant of those truths. What could be so powerful that could change a whole generation of their concept of God? Music. What is so powerful that could minimize the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God? Music. Socrates said, I don't care, let me write the music, I don't care who writes the laws of the land. He could say, the musicians say, I don't care what they preach, let me write the music. And that's what happens. Because the music redefines every word that the preacher says. The music defines correctly or redefines who God is. And to redefine God is blasphemy. It's blasphemy. And it's taking place. You know, I think it's important for us to, this wasn't really part of, but this important truth. You know the introduction to the book of Psalms? You know what? There's two Psalms that are introduction to the book of Psalms. There's Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. But Psalm 1 is technically the introduction to the book of Psalms. And Psalm 1 is telling us who can sing these songs. And in one sense, the word who only is capable of worshiping God with these songs. And we could put it, it's only telling us who only should be writing music. It says, blessed is man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. It tells us who should be singing these songs. It's telling us who should be the musicians in the churches. It's saying who should be writing music. It's making it clear. That's the introduction. That's the rule book right there. It's not happening, is it? Not happening. The sad thing is, The reality is, you know what? You can't be above who you are. You can't write music above who you are spiritually. Does that make sense? You can't write music that's above who you are spiritually. It's not some talent you've gotten that gives you the right to do it. You know, the great music in church history, the lasting hymns are the ones that were written in time of revival. When men had a renewed sense of who God was and His holiness. William Williams, the great Welsh composer, part of the Great Awakening, was one of the early hymn writers, and he said, the main subject of our hymns ought to be God. And his hymns were written, and the music was appropriate to God. Music is a powerful force. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. You know, the music that you listen to will have a huge, huge impact on where you will go spiritually. Isn't that sad? It should be the Bible. It should be the preaching. It should be all of those things. But there's something that is very powerful. Very powerful. More powerful than people that ever can imagine. And it's the power of music. Think of the music. Music can make a church man-centered or God-centered. Music can make a church man-centered or God-centered. Music can make a church service entertainment or worship. Music can make a church service feeling oriented or truth and conviction oriented. Why is it that there's so few people who are interested in truth nowadays? I would say there's a lot of factors. I think one of the big factors is music. Because people are more interested in a feeling-oriented church than a truth and conviction oriented church. You know where people aren't truth oriented? They're defensive oriented. Where people are not truth oriented, they have their feet stuck in the ground trying to defend their lifestyle rather than being champions of changing the world through truth. Music confuses Satan's spirit with the Holy Spirit. Music has the ability to confuse Satan's spirit with the Holy Spirit. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? I was thinking about that. The Bible says, and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. The Bible says in Romans 8, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of Christ, the same are the sons of God. And how does the Holy Spirit lead? The Holy Spirit always leads to higher ground. The Holy Spirit always leads into righteousness. I was talking to a preacher today, and you know what? It's amazing. It is amazing fact that almost never, I probably shouldn't say that. Very rarely do you ever hear of churches getting stronger. Very rarely do you ever hear of churches getting stronger convictions. Very rarely. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean these churches are perfect? They don't have anywhere to go forward? They got everything put together? We know better than that. But according to the modern calculation, a church should never, ever get stronger. It should never, ever have a greater sense of what's right and wrong. There shouldn't be any spiritual maturity in understanding the Scripture. No, that is completely wrong. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Never should a church be going forward, getting greater convictions. Never! And it seemed too Christian to me. And yet, almost universally, we're hearing of churches and institutions that are lowering their standards. And lowering their convictions. And lowering their understanding of what worldliness is. My Bible says the Holy Spirit leads in the path of righteousness. He always leads forward. Not as though I'd already attained, but I press towards the mark of the high calling. You know why the difference is? Because I believe the main difference, one of the main differences, is, and there are many other things, is because many, the music of the day confuses Satan's spirit and the Holy Spirit. I can't think of a better example of that than this lady in Great Britain, who is a famous CCM musician, and been so for 20 some years. Last year, she publicly announced that she was lesbian, and that she had been lesbian for a long time. And she said there's absolutely no contradiction between the Bible and being a lesbian. None. She's not ashamed of what she, who she is? No. And she will continue to sing and lead concerts. You know why? She can say that. Because the music produces a mystical feeling that people substitute for God. So then the latest craze is the ecumenical concerts. And you have the ecumenical concerts. I just got something in the mail about it. Go such and such at 2 o'clock at such place, there's a Christian concert. Here's the purpose. Rock music, CCM rock music. Everybody's praising God. Big lie. But we're all praising God. And this guy, you know what? Evangelical maybe? Guess what? You know, right next to him is a nun. And on the other side, a couple places, there's a priest. You know, and in the front row, there's a Mormon. You know? And they're all praising God together. And they say, you know what? We're praising the same God. We ought to be getting together. We ought to be getting together. We're all experiencing the same God. Is that the spirit of the Holy Spirit of truth? Or is that the spirit of deception, the devil? It's the spirit of deception. Very powerful force. Sad to say, very powerful force. I've said this before. I'm just telling you how powerful it is. Read John MacArthur's commentary on the book of Ephesians written 1994. And it talks about how rock music is wrong. It's satanic. And today, in their church on a Sunday morning, they have rock concert in the contemporary service on Sunday morning. You talk about a powerful force that can overcome an intelligent man to change his belief system. Powerful force. Don't underestimate it. Young person? You know, I think I'd be crazy, I'd be foolish if I'm thinking that every young person in our church only listens to the right kind of music. I'd be foolish to think that. Because that's just not the way human nature is. Let me tell you something. That music will take you somewhere you never intended to go. And it may well right now be the explanation of why you are struggling spiritually. Why your thinking is changing. Why your standards are changing. Why you don't see things the way they used to. Very powerful force. And Satan was created with his tabrets and pipes in heaven to worship God. He is the father of false music or wrong music or immoral music. And he will use every ounce of his deceptive abilities to get people to turn from following the God of the Bible. very important subject. Say it's little, no, it's big. There's nothing that you can think of that has more powerful ability than what we talked about tonight in the world. Obviously the Holy Spirit, but the false spirit. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the time, Lord, to very clearly present the reality of the largeness of the spiritual battle in which we live. And Lord, we don't have time to take all those principles we preach on Sunday night, but every one of them apply to this truth today. And I pray that even now, that Lord, there would be clarity. I pray that, Lord, that we'd realize that these are not just personal choices that people make and have no effect upon their life, but these are spiritual choices that have a huge effect on everything. And may your Holy Spirit have liberty even now, while our heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe the Lord is speaking to you.